August 14th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The soul's whole earthly journey is based on trust. Trust in my divine promises. Trust in life everlasting. Trust is the reality of the purpose of his life on earth. This earthly existence is a test given to each soul to prove his worthiness of heaven. Therefore, each soul needs to be continually engaged in an effort to increase his personal holiness. The depth of the soul's relationship with me when he draws his last breath determines his eternity. Each one's eternity is different according to his individual response to my call to holiness. This is why the soul must be careful not to succumb to the world's opinion of personal holiness. Value your relationship with me above all else. That is the secret to eternal joy." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them, but now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.